All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, Friday is here. It is 9:06, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always, yes! I don't want to work. Let's play with toys. Happy, happy, happy Friday! Oh, yeah. I mean, it has been one of those weeks where I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'll be happy when it's Friday, and I am.
It's here.
And yeah. And welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Some of your top headlines. Big fire, Cedar Key, four businesses burned. Serious damage there. That's kind of a heartbreaker. But locally, we got some great things going on as well. Toys for Tots is getting fired up. And joining me right now, retired Marine Dennis Waite. Good morning, Dennis. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Fantastic. Dennis, you've been doing the Toys for Tots things for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, I've been the coordinator for 5 years and been involved for many, many years, stemming back to the 90s.
Bringing smiles to kids at Christmas in Alachua, Dixie, Gilchrist, and Levy counties. Who hasn't heard of Toys for Tots, right?
Absolutely. Marine-run organization, all volunteer, and we hope to serve over 4,000 children in the local area this year.
And you also serve and help the young Marines, correct?
That's correct, yeah. Also part of the Milton Lewis Young Marine Program here in Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, and people who want to find out more about it can get in touch. Facebook, I guess, would be one of the easy ways, right?
Yeah, both organizations are on Facebook, and that's our main means of communication, either that or you can email.
Well, because I know that you're hosting an open house and wanting to recruit some folks in the Young Marines program. That's September 28th at the VFW on Waldo Road. That's September 28th from 10 a.m. to noon. Fun food prizes. What else would people know? What's the age group?
Yeah, so we're looking for youth age 8 to 18, and we teach patriotism, citizenship, and all that using a drug-free model, and hopefully we help steer the children of today to be the adults of tomorrow using a Marine or rank structure and organization. Our kids are known throughout Florida for winning accolades and awards, and then also they've had some national awards as well.
Well, it's a great program, and I know we've helped to get the word out for several years. The Toys for Tots campaign itself, that's kicking off soon, right?
Yeah, October 1st is the official kickoff day around the nation for Toys for Tots. Thanks to Texas Roadhouse, they're going to host us on October 1st. So if you want to be the first person in the community to give a toy, go ahead and join us at Texas Roadhouse October 1st. Also, take a flyer in, and they're going to donate 10% of all proceeds to Toys for Tots that night.
Yeah. Look, sometimes it's cumbersome, get a toy and all that, but you can definitely give financially, right?
Absolutely. The key to giving financially is using our local website to make sure that the funds stay right here in Alachua, Dixie, Levy, and Gilchrist County.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, it could get confused or up the pipeline, what, nationally or something?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks for that reminder. That's good. And Dr. John Hain, who I've known for a long time, great guy, he's involved. The MCL Gator Detachment, they'll be hosting Hot Rodding for Heroes Car Show, which is an annual event. That's coming up October 12th.
Yeah, October 12th, 9 to noon, or 9 to 2 o'clock. Bring your hot rods out, cars. Come check out some cool vehicles. Bring a toy as well. But thanks to Dr. John Hain and the Marine Corps League for continuing to support a good cause.
And then what about those who need to be on the receiving end that find themselves in a difficult spot and looks like it's not going to be a great Christmas otherwise? Alachua, Gilchrist, Levy, Dixie Counties. How would they go about registering for that?
Yes, so registration is open on October 1st. We'll turn the website on. You've got 6 weeks to register. Go online and put your family in. It's a three-step process. Step number one is registering online. Step number two is getting verified. The instructions are on our website. And step number three is picking up your toys and making sure your kids get a great Christmas.
We can understand that because, unfortunately, even with great organizations and the cause, there are people that will abuse it, and so yeah, you got to jump through just a couple of small hoops, and that doesn't seem to be unreasonable. You've got some other events going on as well, I believe. Did I cover everything or not?
Well, we're going to have events starting in October all the way through Christmas. The best way to watch us is on our Facebook page. We'll put the events out there. And things like the pond lighting at North Florida Hospital and other restaurant events that'll help us out throughout the season.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of mentioned this one, but we'll say it again. The official kickoff date is October 1st, which is also when you're going to kick off the campaign at Texas Roadhouse, and I'm assuming that is what, the Archer Road location there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Archer Road. And again, you got to bring a flyer to make sure that the donations go back to Toys for Tots.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and because some of the proceeds are going to go, and like I say, you don't have to necessarily bring a toy. Any financial support would be helpful. It's a great program. How many years have been Toys for Tots been going on? You know,
Toys for Tots started in 1947. A Marine and his wife saw a need in their community, and the thing we're seeing here in 2024 is that there's need in the community. So continue to partner with us and support us. If you're a business and you say, hey, I'd like to have a box in my store, then our website is open for that as well. Just log in, click on the request a toy box, and then we will drop that off starting next week, and you can keep it throughout the season. Our volunteers can pick up toys as necessary, whatever we can do to make sure you're successful.
What a great idea. Yeah, and you guys will deliver the boxes to the business, so streamlined, very easy for the business itself. All you have to do is get in touch and get registered. They'll come right to the business, leave the box there. The customers, especially if they come more than once, they see the box, they go, oh, now when I come back, I'm going to bring a toy. It's a good reminder. So the sooner you get them in there, the better, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the days of having Toys R Us and the reminder at that big toy store are gone. And so it's the local businesses that really keep us successful.
Yeah, it makes a difference. And, give the Marines a mission and, starting in 1947 and watch it grow and become even more successful. We appreciate your service to our country as a retired Marine, and also your continuing service, mentoring kids and doing something for some young kids that are also in need. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks again to the local community here for helping us out. Bob and Greg, you've been terrific to us, and I look forward to seeing you guys out in the community.
Yeah, give us a shout. Just remind us of events that are going on as we get closer so that we can then remind the folks, like the kickoff event and things like that. We'd be more than happy to do that.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
All right. And what do we say? Semper Fi, baby.
Semper Fi.
You cut him off. Oh, say it again.
Semper Fi.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Happy Friday. The weekend is here. Gators are they're out of town, but they're taking on Mississippi State. That's a noon game time. And if you were watching last night, Aaron Rodgers looks like he's back at 40 years old. Pretty impressive performance for so much time he spent off the field, and then one tough game. But the Jets won their home opener 24-3 over the Patriots. So Jets fans are happy. Aaron Rodgers is relaxing right now, watching the pictures on his wall melt. It's part of his training program.
Wow.
He's a big fan of the ayahuasca.
Mm.
Yes. Getting in touch with your inner self, Greg.
Yes.
Yeah. Om.
Om.
Om. Matt, we learned about that in electronic school. It had a different meaning, though, didn't it?
Yeah, well, you were somewhat resistant, though.
Wow.
Sorry.
It's Friday.
It is.
He's much quicker than I am. I'm halfway out the door. No, I'm not.
No, you love
being
here.
No, I'm not. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. I'm definitely looking forward to that. And don't forget, the podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever. But make sure you click subscribe. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Good morning and happy Friday. We made it so far in one piece. It is 9:18, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, what do we have going on? The top story is an unfortunate one. Cedar Key, like four businesses burned. Yeah, right there on the waterfront. And when we find out more information or anything to do with helping, rebuilding the businesses or whatever, we'll pass that along to you. Because people, we love to go out there. It's a great kind of rest, you know what I mean? You can kind of recharge in the area.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
absolutely
loves some Cedar Key. Yeah. But, yeah, unfortunate what happened there. Donald Trump, 95% coverage negative, which I guess if you want to try to put a good spin on it, you say, well, when they measured it before,
yeah,
it was 100% negative by the mainstream media.
Man, but
so
winning.
So look, this is after the second attempt on his life. And I guess if he gets like about, I don't know, 40 more attempts.
Oh, he could be 50% or
might,
so.
It might be, yeah, they might actually be somewhat fair and reasonable. Wow. I wouldn't count on that, nor would I wish anything like that.
Yeah.
But Trump, when he was speaking recently, did specifically, you know, try to speak to gun owners. And he said, look, proportionately, you're not voting to the degree that you could or should. And he does. He makes a great point.
Yeah.
Now, you can't assume that everyone who has a gun in their house is a huge advocate of the Second Amendment. I know it's sad to say that, but it's true. There are a lot of lefties They're like, don't do as I do. I don't want you to have a gun. But I can because, well, I can handle it. And I'll keep it safe. But the rest of you people aren't capable of that. You know, there's that elitist mentality. So there's some of that. Mm-hmm. But there are also some that understand it, respect it, and for whatever other reasons, maybe have not participated in elections in general. Well, you know, calling on everyone.
Yeah.
Calling on everyone, including gun owners, because I can tell you right now, Kamala Harris is not a fan of guns, even though she says that. We have guns, and I would shoot somebody if they came into my house. Okay. She also said that she wants to ban AR-15s.
Yeah.
She also said back when she was district attorney? Back in 2007, that even if you're a law-abiding citizen, in the sanctity of your own locked home, the government still should have the right just to come in and make sure that you're, you know, like storing your gun properly or abiding by the rules.
It doesn't sound like they're treating it like it has sanctity if they can just come in your locked home.
I mean, she's saying even though you're in the sanctity of your own home, like on one hand, she can appreciate what that means, but then to her, it doesn't mean that would prevent the government from just walking in whenever they want. I mean, she used law-abiding as her premise, not, hey, if you're a bad guy doing bad things and we have probable cause, we're going to bust your door down. Oh, I get that. Yeah. I get that.
And hopefully
it's the right door you're busting down, not the neighbors.
We've seen that happen. And if you think Bob is, you know, being a little hyperbolic, even though the audio is not great, this is her own words.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community. And just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affairs.
That's just amazing that an American politician can even say that.
Now, she was a politician, but more importantly, I think at that time, she was a district attorney.
Yes.
I mean, this is somebody who should have a greater understanding of the law, not a lesser understanding. It's almost like, you know, well, I guess like she flips sides. In other words, the citizenry is secondary to the government.
Right.
The government comes first. So she doesn't understand the concept of a government for, by, and of the people, and that they enjoy power at our because of our will. She doesn't see it that way. Mm-hmm. The government is all-knowing, all-powerful. It's almost like a deity to some of these folks on the left, and that if the government says so, well, that's just it. Well, what about debate and free speech? Oh, no. No, no. And you can see what's happening.
The sanctity of your locked home, and then says they're going to just come on in. That's just crazy.
What about the sanctity of the home of Lady Gaga's father? He's come out on TV. Joe Germanotta, Lady Gaga's father, and he has endorsed Donald Trump straight up. And he slams Kamala Harris for the invasion of the illegal immigrants. And he has seen the crime rate around his restaurant go up to the point to where it has negatively impacted his business in a very measurable way. So, he is speaking out. Don't know what kind of conversations he has with his daughter, if they get political or not. But wouldn't mind being a fly on the wall for that one. Well, hopefully there's not flies in his restaurant. Anyway, Caitlin Clark. It is the Caitlin Clark effect. And that is, in other words, the numbers for the WNBA in terms of butts and seats and viewership, setting records. And she does deserve at least some credit for that, certainly. And so there you go. Breaking records on the court and then breaking records when it comes to ratings and attendance. So way to go. Michigan deputy. This is a woman deputy in Macomb County. Climbs from the police vehicle into a motorist vehicle where it appears that the driver is having some sort of medical issue where they're in kind of a semi-catatonic state and cannot stop the vehicle. That was heroic. I've never seen anything like that before. So kudos and way to go on that one. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's talk to Roy. You're on the air.
Well, first thing, awesome job on that officer's part. But the thing about it is Kamala, her statement reminds me of what we kicked the British out of the United States for, is unlawful entry of people's homes just because you have a weapon. That's bogus. And yes, we, the people, probably will not put up with that.
Yeah, it's too bad that the civics is probably not taught to the degree most of us would hope it would be. I'm sure there's exceptions, but you're absolutely right. I mean, one of the things that our founding fathers knew was occurring and wanted to avoid that in a new and better way of governing and a new and a better way of enjoying freedom was that the king, we're going to set up a system where the king can't just kick your door down and come in, which was all too real back then, especially when, you know, the revolution began. They would go into people's houses and say, yeah, you're going to house these soldiers in your house. You didn't. It wasn't a question. They weren't asking. And that put, you know, families in, shall we say, less than comfortable conditions, and they didn't have any choice. So our founding fathers said, no, you can't just kick the door down and come in whenever you want. That's not how we're going to do it. But apparently, she's steeped in Marxist beliefs. So, you know, she looks at government completely different than what our founding fathers have. Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines again. This time, Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. You know, one of the reasons the Kamalas of the world are trying to goad us into becoming violent and actually using those weapons, they push every which way they can, is because they would love for people to be under martial law. Then they can take everybody's guns. And, you know, one thing that people don't realize is a gun is only dangerous when the wrong nut is connected to the trigger. It's about the build. Thank you very much.
There you go. Like what you did there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. If it was any other way,
yeah,
I would have gotten all A's, because anytime I misspelled a word back in the day, mm-hmm, clearly that was the fault of that number two pencil.
Oh, absolutely. It
right?
Wasn't, it wasn't on you, Bob, no.
Okay, no. Just checking.
Oh, yeah.
9:28, happy Friday. My goodness, it is flying by. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile, and we've got more headlines, more information coming your way on 97.3 The Sky. Apparently, Sean Diddy Combs is on suicide watch while he's being locked up on sex charges and sex trafficking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, having to do with sex and other things.
Well, if something happens to him, did he do it?
Because,
you know, he did.
Well, we could, it'll be referred to as the Epstein effect.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. Right?
Okay, I hope not. But, you know.
Well, good morning. Welcome. And happy Friday. It is 9:36. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Gators play tomorrow at noon. Mississippi State. Rumors still swirling around about, is the coach going to be replaced? Billy Napier. Give him a little bit longer time. It'd be a huge payout if they had to pay him off to go. And Lane Kiffin was one of the names that have been circulating around. And the latest one actually is John Gruden, and I brought that up last year when it became apparent that he wanted to get back into coaching, and even mentioned college, and I know his connections to the University of Florida, so we'll see. Okay, we'll see. Just kind of, if the rumor mill is a spinning, might as well throw one in there. Kind of like roulette, right? But we won't know until we know. All right. So we've got the Sean Puffy Combs. I told you that. And they are giving some more details about what may have gone on there. And it's not all that radio friendly.
No.
So if that if you want to read about that, I saw a piece in the New York Post. It's got some stuff in there. All right. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Ray. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I've been thinking a lot about the election and where we stand now, and I've come to two conclusions. One is that at this point, it's all about turnout. Probably not going to convince nearly as many people to join our side as we would to show up. So I would just implore everyone out there, if you know anyone that is on our side but may not be voting, call them in Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Arizona, all those places. And what motivates me the most, I got to be honest, at this point, fear. And that's what they're trying to do to Trump by fear-mongering him. But I really do have a great fear of what's going to happen to our country with immigration and our economy and the national debt if we don't win this one. So I would implore people to call those battleground states, anybody you know.
That's a great idea. Show up to vote. And I was going to say bring a friend, but then you illustrated, well, make sure they're, you know, on our side, so to speak, right? So I say bring a friendly.
Yes.
Bring a friendly. You like that? All right, so show up and bring a friendly. And I think that your cause for concern and fear is very, very legitimate because Kamala is a Marxist, okay? And she follows those beliefs. And Karl Marx is the one who said, call them what you are. Blame them and say they're doing the things that you're actually doing. That is a... That's part of the whole Marxist template, if you will. Yep. Well, think about it. If they're worried about an authoritarian government, a dictator, the next Hitler, if they're saying that out loud about somebody, that's something that is actually going on internally, at least in some aspects of their party, probably. So just, yeah, keep that in mind. There is a reason to have a certain amount of fear. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, a while ago you mentioned the elitist mentality people that own guns. I saw a video years and years ago. There was an interview with Whoopi Goldberg, and I actually saw this video that she actually displayed, took out from underneath the bed, a double-barreled shotgun. I saw the video.
Yeah, oh yeah, so there you go. Guns for me, but not for thee. I mean, and insert anything into that, and you'll get a lot of that elitist attitude. And in fact, during a Thursday night campaign with Oprah Winfrey, Kamala Harris announced that she would shoot someone if they broke into her house. She began the exchange by saying, I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun owner. Oprah gasped, I did not know that. Says Oprah, who I am sure has a... people that look out for her that are armed, right? I'm sure of it. Harris then said, if somebody breaks into my house, they're getting shot. Harris made clear she was a gun owner over 5 years ago during her unsuccessful run for the Democrat nomination in the 2020 election. On April 11th, CNN quoted Harris as saying, I am a gun owner. And I own a gun for probably the reason a lot of people do, for personal safety. Ironically, while Harris owns a gun for personal safety, she opposes teachers being armed in a classroom for the personal safety of themselves and their students. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, she called the, she was given a speech to the American Federation of Teachers. She mocked extremists, quote unquote, who want to allow teachers to be armed for classroom defense. And, yeah, she says, I have a gun for the same reason a lot of other people do, for personal safety. Yeah, that's part of it. But that's not what the Second Amendment is about. Yeah. And, of course, she doesn't want to really know what that's about. A tyrannical government. That's to keep us from... How do you know when a government's turned tyrannical? I don't know. How about when they try to abolish, you know, your rights and freedoms like the Second Amendment,
yeah, interesting point.
Or infringe upon,
Thank you.
Which they've already begun to do, of course. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Peasant with a Pitchfork, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I heard you talking about the elitists and their attitude toward guns. Well, you took that right out of my head. I couldn't believe you said it. I had this friend, he's a Democrat. He lives down in Fort Lauderdale. He has a successful business down there, And I kind of liked the guy. We got along really well until the subject of guns came up. And he came out and admitted it, that he loved his Glock and that I shouldn't be able to own one because I didn't make enough money. And people in my tax bracket shouldn't be able to own them. Only people over a certain income should own them. He literally came out and said it. And when I got into a debate with him on Facebook about it, and he was losing the debate, he unfriended me. That's how they do. And it just proves exactly what you said. It's the elitist mentality of the Democrat.
Well, yeah, and remember, this is the party that was trying to sell you for years. They're looking out for the downtrodden, the poor, the minorities, right?
The little guy.
Who suffers at the hands of real criminal activity the most? People who live in those areas and neighborhoods, that they're the ones that actually have a real need to be able to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when you enact more and more of these stringent controls, you make it much more difficult for those people to get their hands on something they can defend themselves with, to be able to afford it, etc. So, yeah, this guy's saying, hey, I make a lot of money. You know, that's sort of the old, that's one of the kind of litmus tests they used to put you through in some states. I think it was like New York, when you'd apply for like a carry permit.
Yeah.
They'd say, and for what reason do you feel like you need this permit? And there were basically granting them to business people, people that carried a lot of cash.
That was about it.
You know, jewelers, jewelry dealers, things like that. And yeah, the average citizen, if you came in there and said, well, I live in a bit of a poor community that is a lot of victims of crime. A lot of homes are getting broken into, home invasions.
Yeah.
I've got a niece or a nephew or a grandchild that stays with me. I want to be able to protect them, etc. Those are the ones they'd say no to. So,
you don't need one.
Right.
You don't need one.
Yeah, you don't need.
Need.
You know?
They want to decide who needs.
Well,
it's kind of like they decide how many rounds you need in a magazine. Well, it depends on the situation.
Well, if you're out there hunting the deer, and some of them have Kevlar now.
I have heard that.
Yeah, and then you have to do the headshot and all that. It's just messier. Mm-hmm. It's a real pain. Yeah. Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me started on that. Kamala shoots you, you break into her house.
Oh, yeah.
And she actually didn't say that she would shoot you. She said, you're going to get shot.
Right.
They're getting shot.
She implied, yeah. It's like, right.
Yeah.
She's such a wreck. And then you got, you know.
Don't worry, you won't get shot with an AR, though.
Well, that's true.
Because they're evil.
They're evil, and they need to be outlawed because they're weapons of war.
Scary.
And they were designed just to kill
Tim
people.
Walz carried a weapon of war into war, except that he never went to war. But other than that.
You and the facts. Man.
Hey, this one, I got to tell you, caught my attention, this story. I don't know how much more we'll hear of it.
Yeah.
But it was Representative Matt Gaetz, you know, the congressman from here in Florida. He was on with Breitbart News, and he said that he alleges he got this straight from a senior official in the Department of Homeland Security, and he's claiming that there are currently 5 known assassination teams in the U.S. Trying to take down Donald Trump.
Hmm.
Yeah, 5, and he said 3 of which are foreign.
Okay.
5 known. Now, if it's to the point to where this can become public, what are they doing about that threat? And then if they're admitting that there are a certain amount, how many are they not admitting or don't know about? That's a good question. But 5 is enough to say that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 different assassination teams, he referred to them.
Some crazy kid on a roof and a roofer in the bushes is enough.
He said, I'm starting to get the impression we do not have enough force protection of supporting President Trump. And given the threat environment, we need to do more.
Hmm.
Absolutely more. Yeah. Absolutely more. I am very, very concerned at that situation. I hope there's enough. Well, what would it be? I don't know. Would you call it shame or whatever? I hope there's enough pressure now to where everybody is going to go above and beyond in their job and in their duties if it has anything to do with the protection of Donald Trump. And I would be saying the same thing about Kamala Harris,
sure,
or Tim Walz, and keeping them safe as well. It's important, yeah, to the entire nation. When you get into a situation where they believe that American leaders can be, you know, easily assassinated, that's not a good path.
Yeah.
No. Especially in the world we live in today. And especially after, well, one particular party decided to open the floodgates to, well, pretty much everyone in the world. And that includes a lot of really bad, bad players. So it's not a good situation.
No.
And it's not just us. It's not just our country. An Israeli man has been charged over an alleged Iran-backed assassination plot against Netanyahu. Yeah. So it's not just us and not just here. So you've got that going on as well. Also, have not heard much from Joe Manchin. I mean, kind of like,
right,
almost like he sort of disappeared. Well, he came out recently Thursday on CNN Situation Room, and he said he's unclear on the finances behind the economic plans of 2024 candidate Kamala Harris. And while he worked well with her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, when he was in Congress, he's unsure if Walz moved too far left.
Excuse
me? You're unsure?
Come on.
If he moved too far left.
Open your eyes. He's way over there. See you. No, farther left.
You can't see him because only his fingers are showing.
Oh.
That's how far left he is. He's literally hanging off the cliff.
Wow.
The cliff. What's a cliff?
I have no idea.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, can we get a smile in here?
Sure, you got time.
Okay, say cheese. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. I love it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts so you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And Hangman, what's making you smile?
Hey, what's making me smile? You guys report a lot about football, but Major League Baseball. I'm a huge Dodger fan, and that Ohtani kid, I'm telling you, man, he got in with the 40-40 club. There was only a handful of guys
50-50.
That did that.
50-50.
Now he's 50-50. and then now he just played the Marlins recently.
And he's 51?
6-for-6.
Wow.
He was playing the Marlins. He was 6-for-6 with 2 doubles. I think it was 2 singles and 2 home runs with 2 stolen bases. This dude is like Tiger Woods of Major League Baseball, and it makes me smile because I'm a huge, huge Dodger fan.
And hopefully his future's a little better or brighter. Let's go to Steve. What's making you smile?
You know, yesterday on What's Bugging Me, I heard you guys talking about not enough Trump signs and bumper stickers and all that. So I went out yesterday and rounded up a couple Trump signs and put a bumper sticker on my truck. Go Trump.
Right on. Love it. Get on that Trump train and roll. Mark, what's making you smile?
Well, the NHL season's right around the corner. The Steve Yzerman plan, the top 6, DeBrinkert, Larkin, Raymond, Tarasenko, Copper, Kane, Mort Sider, 7-year, $8.55 million contract, 12th cup on the way. Let's go Red Wings.
Let's go Red Wings. Steve Yzerman, he was awesome. Ocala Bill, what's making you smile?
Oh, man, we're getting off work early today, man, and getting ready to go to that Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jean event tonight. Look forward to seeing y'all.
All right, yeah. We'll see you there. Make sure you say hello, and we wish we were getting off work early, but in fact, our boss is actually making us stay extra.
Oh, my goodness.
Extra.
We've already got stuff to do. What are you talking about?
Really? You know what it is? I think we actually brighten his day a little bit.
I'm sure it makes him smile when he gets to talk to us.
There you go.
You know, I'm sure that's what it is.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so it's making me smile. We're going to see everybody out there. There may be some limited tickets available at the door, but...
Just call and get them today.
There you go.
But,
well,
you know, come on.
Well, it is today. It's this evening. So, yeah. Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez will be one of the speakers. And, you know, the food's going to be awesome. And Greg and I are going to be there. So, you know, the people there are going to be, you know.
Awesome.
The cool, hip, happening people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What he said.
Yeah, I'll be wearing my Elvis outfit.
Uh-oh,
man.
Yeah.
Coming up, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense at Shoot GTR.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
Ten. Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on the Sky.
Nine. Comrade Harris.
Eight. It is my great honor.
Seven. We'll keep fighting.
Six. Bring it on.
Five. Full speed ahead.
Four.
You can always trust me.
Three.
We need to watch the vote.
Two. The American people do have a say in this.
One.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. U.S. Secret Service already pretty busy, right? You've got attempts against the former president that they still have to fully investigate. There could be future threats coming down the line. They have to check the posts that are on X and verify and see if any of these people are dangerous. But apparently, they found in their sights Elon Musk and his X post, because he just pointed out that, you know, with the two attempts on Trump, he said it's interesting that no one is trying to assassinate President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Well, that got a very quick response. So the Secret Service thinks Elon Musk could be a smoking gun. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Have a great weekend. See ya!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.